The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, live and local in the nation's capital. Also simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered on both ends of the dial, 106.7 FM, 980 AM in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Want to take your calls, 1-800-636-1067. Is World Cup fever taking over? I am absolutely loving watching Team USA. I feel so good today. I lost my voice last Friday, and I'm still powering through. I'm going to have to make it for another month of this World Cup because I'm celebrating like I've never celebrated before. I am absolutely in love with watching this team have success. I love watching Team USA in the World Cup. It's always been one of my favorite things. A Redskins Super Bowl would mean more. I never saw that, right? I saw, for most of my life, I never saw a championship for my favorite team. Then the Caps, then the Nats. But when it's your country, it just has always felt like it means more. I've loved the Olympics, right? Oh my gosh, I've been locked in for everything Team USA basketball my entire life for the Olympics. But this is my sport with soccer. And the fact that we are having this much success on home soil, it's blowing my mind. I want to say I saw it coming, but I kept my expectations super low because I didn't want to get heartbroken like I've been in the past, and especially in 2018 when this team didn't make the World Cup. It's probably since 2006 I've watched every U.S. men's national team game, including all the qualifying, and the heartbreak against Trinidad and Tobago. I've seen it all. I know all about this team. And the fact that we are playing at our best right now with so many guys entering their prime, this does feel like it's the golden generation, the best chance we're going to have, especially with already winning the group, getting probably Bosnia in the next round, maybe Belgium after that. We could avoid a big dog like Brazil or Germany until maybe the semifinals. It's unbelievable the way it's breaking right now for Team USA, and they have just got to do what they can do and control what they can control, which is win the group. And they did that. And now we got a third game against Turkey to play our reserves and get a super sub in great form so we can use them in the knockout round. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. How are you feeling knowing that Team USA has won the group and advanced to the round of 32? Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. What's up, Mark?
Top of the morning to you, Adam. Great show as usual. Shout out to Heavy Metal. Hey, look, man, you know, we talked last weekend, and both of you are big soccer guys, played soccer, both of us. But this generation, back to the baby boomers like me, man, we've all played soccer and PE and through high school and junior high and everything else. And soccer's on the rise, definitely. But, you know, before you started doing it, like I was telling Chris, you know, they had a guy that was helping him named Bora, and they got rid of him and hired a guy from the United States and left John Harkes off the team, and they've been fighting their way back since then and getting better and better. But now they've, like you've been saying, they've got somebody with a lot of experience coaching international soccer, and look what has happened. And he has told USA Soccer to let him go, let him do his thing, and they're having success. So I think it's about time that they pony up the money and pay my man Mauricio and keep him here and let him interject some of his wisdom and knowledge into USA Soccer and listen to him, because obviously – he knows something about it, and it's time for them to pay somebody and keep them around. Because if they don't, they're going to be demonstrating moronic behavior, just like when they got rid of Bora and all the other guys like Klinsmann, like you said, who were very experienced, and they just got rid of them for whatever reason. You know, you got to give people some tenure for their good, for their knowledge to rub off and for you to have success, Adam. And that's my opinion, buddy, and I'll get off here because Chris said the phones were loading up, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it, Mark.
Have a great day, Adam. I'm happy for you, buddy.
Yep, me too, man. I appreciate you chiming in, loving what we're seeing from Team USA. And the old saying, if you can't beat them, join them. We can't beat the world in soccer. Let's have them join us. Let's join them. Let's take one of the best European managers or Argentinian managers, right? Mauricio Pochettino, who's had so much success in Europe at the highest of clubs, the best of teams. The other thing about Coach Mauricio Pochettino, doesn't get enough credit, is that he can handle egos. He can handle egos. He coached Messi. Neymar and Mbappe at PSG. He coached Harry Kane. He's coached the legends in soccer. He coached all the great players at Chelsea for a year and had success also. Throughout his stops, he's been able to manage egos. And so, like, if he has a relationship with Lionel Messi and a relationship with Harry Kane where he could pick up the phone and call those guys, you understand the kind of respect he's going to get from Tim Weah, Fowler and Balogun, Tyler Adams, Weston McKennie. They all look up to him like, you know what? I want him to be our coach, but if he goes on to somewhere else, I want to be part of his team. And I would love to keep him here, but I do think it's such a long four-year cycle. It does seem likely that we're going to hire a new coach. I'm not going to break news here, but it does seem like Thierry Henry is trying to position himself to get this job. It seems like Thierry Henry wants this job. Every time he opens his mouth now, it's nothing but nice things to say about America. None of these soccer legends have ever said nice things about America. All of a sudden, Thierry Henry, TT, is part of Team America. I think he wants to angle to be in the next coach, and I wouldn't be against it. The next coach needs to be a European guy that has success as a manager. And maybe Thierry Henry's not the guy. I want a Mourinho, but it's going to be another guy. We have to go get another legend after Pochettino. I don't think he's going to sign on for another 4 years. But what we're seeing right now with this team, I would pay him. If he wanted to be part of this, I would pay him the money to be part of the next cycle 4 years down the road. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Team USA wins their first two games, 6 points in the group stage with one more game to play. How are you feeling today knowing Team USA has advanced out of the group stage? Let's go to Ben in Burtonsville. Ben, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, how you doing? I'm an old curmudgeon. I'm not a soccer fan, never will be. Haven't watched any of it. But I do got to say one thing, and this is going to be really bold, and you're going to laugh at me. Within two decades, soccer is going to overtake NFL football, and I'll tell you why. Some of the stuff that's going on right now with all the bandwagon people and the surge, but also a quickly growing Hispanic, primarily South American community as they emerge into middle and upper middle class and have money. And also, soccer is so much cheaper and so much easier to play than football. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And with all
Ben, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call, man. I'm gonna I'm gonna tell you why you're wrong. No, I'm gonna tell you why you're wrong. Because the NFL is king. All right, good call. But the NFL is king.
The NFL's king now, but remember,
Ben,
did you think college would be pro?
No, Ben. I appreciate the call. It's not worth an argument. The NFL's king. The NFL's king,
man.
So here's what I'll say about soccer. I could say it will overtake baseball in 10 years. I could see it overtaking hockey in 10 years. The NFL's king. So we can love this World Cup, man, and have so much fun here. The NFL's not going anywhere. No chance. Thanks, Ben. You're listening to AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. Are you getting World Cup fever like I am? Because I am enjoying not just Team USA, but also everybody coming to America. And the way they're taking in this country and trying things. I saw a video online. I almost shed a tear of this little blonde Norwegian boy that looked like a young AWOD ordering a hamburger from Five Guys and dealing with the language barrier. I was cracking me up watching all the Scots drink down Boston, right? It's the opposite of the tea party, the way they're drinking out Boston. It's unbelievable. I ran into at the bar last night a couple Scotland fans. They're unbelievable. Scotland, no party. They're amazing. They're so much fun. The Dutch taking over this country with all the orange. It's just the world's game is so cool. And the fact that it's on home soil, it's in our country, and we're having success. It's just, it's an unbelievable time to be a sports fan. It really is. Like when I was talking through those reasons for the casual fans to lock in, I am so much enjoying all of my friends that don't care, don't give a bleep about soccer, text me, AWOD, what are the keys to victory? I get texts from people every weekend want to know the damn keys to victory for a Commanders game. People are hitting me up keys to victory about Team USA soccer. Everybody's buying in. It's in our backyard, and we've never had this much success in the first two group stage games. There's a ton of possibilities that we could get past the round of 32, get past the round of 16 without playing one of the big dogs, without playing a France, Spain, Argentina, Brazil, Germany, Netherlands. It's incredible. It's incredible, and it's all about taking care of what you can control. You finish first place in the group, you get to sit back and watch everybody else and find out who's that third-place team that you're going to get to play. And, oh, yeah, we've also set it up so we're going to continue to play in some of our best stadiums as well. That should be mentioned. The crowd was electric in Seattle. Seattle's known to be a huge soccer city. They've been great with the Sounders since, I think, 2009 when they came in. They're a great NFL town, and they pack that place, and the crowd makes the difference. The crowd makes the difference, and it did yesterday. I absolutely believe that against Australia. The environment outside the building made the difference. So it's been so cool to watch, and we're going to continue to play. They've set it up so that Team USA will play in places where they have a massive support system, and that should help us continue to have a great home field advantage. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. With every game, with every victory, expectations are rising. There is a pathway for the USA to the semifinals. I think that's a real possibility now that we've accomplished stage one. Win the group. Did it in two games with a game to spare against Turkey, which means we can play our backups, get them some action, feel like they're part of the squad, and get some rhythm there. That way we might need them in the next round as a super sub, as Team USA defeats Australia 2-0. Wanted to relive some of the great moments from yesterday afternoon. Coach Mauricio Pochettino deserves so much credit because he's getting this generation's players to play at their best and together. And they're playing like such a good team that has been together for a while. They understand where each other needs to be on the pitch. You can tell they've worked hard in the training grounds. You can tell that they've worked through kind of so many different possibilities, from teams that are going to sit back and defend to teams they're going to have to counterattack against. This tactical change to put Pepe up top with Balogun ended up to being brilliant. I thought Serginho Dest was great as a winger. Same with Robinson. The goal from Freeman, and then the own goal that was set up by Balogun attacking on the left wing against Australia. And then this needs to be mentioned because I don't think people understand how nerve-wracking it can be watching your team. So, like, put yourself in people from Ghana's shoes, the Ghanaians who are watching themselves play against Panama. That game is 0-0, 0-0 for 90-plus minutes. They went in stoppage time. So for 90 minutes, they were worried their team could lose at any second. Game one, Team USA scores in the 7th minute. And so for 83 minutes, we were up on Paraguay, which means just as a viewer, you're so much more interested. You're so much more locked in and engaged in the game rather than it being a 0-0 game. There's just 100% a difference in soccer when your team scores early. That was game one. Game two against Australia. 11 minutes in, we score on the Socceroos. 11 minutes in. And so after that, for 79 minutes, Americans could just celebrate and sing and chant and drink and drink and drink and just watch their team have success. And oh yeah, dominate possession. Limit Australia's opportunities. I mean, just such a great game from start to finish. It's so much fun to watch your team with a lead and dominating possession. And that's what we've seen in 180 minutes from this version of the Team USA, U.S. men's national team. 11 minutes into the game against Australia, it is Fowler and Balogun who gets down the wing and sends in a cross. It ends up being an own goal. Let's take a listen to the call that was heard on Fox right here on The Fan.
Balogun has a step on Tricotti. Balogun to the byline. Balogun into the middle. Dead! It's the United States once again on the board early. Ricardo Pepi was in. Was it perhaps last off the defender? Who cares? It's 1-0 U.S.
It's like in the NFL. Sometimes you got to throw it deep. and you might get a pass interference that ends up getting you the ball at the one, and then you push it in for a touchdown. That's what happened for Team USA against Australia. Balogun beats his player down the wing, is able to get past him at the byline, which means he can send in a cross that is going to be super dangerous, and he puts it in right into the pathway of the Australian defender, who has no chance to kick it out. No chance. He doesn't know what hits him when it goes off of his foot or it's in his off his shin, and it's into the back of the net, right? Sometimes in basketball, you got to just drive to the basket and get it off the rim, right? That's what we saw. You got to give Balogun a ton of credit for beating his man and swinging in that dangerous cross right inside the box there to an area in which Australia just had really no chance to get it out. No chance. I mean, that thing came in fast, came in low, and he had no opportunity. He could have let it go, and I think it would have been McKinney that puts it in or Dest that puts it in. It was terrific to see that from Balogun. And then right before half, Team USA gets another opportunity. A little bit of controversy here. Is it a goal? Is it offsides? Is it Freeman? Goal, 2-0 Team USA. Let's take a listen to the call.
Robinson fizzing it back. Serginho Dest blocked. Still in. Might be two. Is two. Or maybe not. The flag comes up for offside.
After factual review, the goal scorer was not in offside position.
And the building shakes in Seattle.
Listen to that crowd. Going nuts. Not offsides, Metal Chris. I started a chant with the people that I was watching with. Not offsides. Not offsides. Not offsides. It's always fun with the VAR now. And everybody's celebrating. And then it was, oh, wait, is he offsides? They call him offsides. But, uh-oh, looks like the defender's keeping him on. There's just nothing like it in sports with the VAR, with the celebration, then heartbreak, and then more celebrations. But not offsides, not offsides. Freeman goal, USA 2, Australia nothing, and they would cruise to victory in the second half. Today, we've got the Netherlands taking on Sweden, Germany against Ivory Coast, Ecuador against Curacao, and then we will have at midnight Tunisia against Japan. I feel like the timing of these games has been great television. It's on at great times here, obviously because it's in our country, so you don't have to wake up early like when it was in Qatar or when it was in Brazil or something like that. But these timings have been terrific. I've loved these late kickoffs, the 11 p.m. or the 12 midnight, because I'm a late head. I like to stay up, and if there's a sporting event on, I like to stay up and watch all the sports the West Coasters get to watch. Especially during basketball season, try to stay up to see the Lakers play or just to see who won that game. But I think the timing of all these games have been great viewing. Great viewing. If you're not enjoying this FIFA World Cup, I don't know what to tell you. It's been so much fun to see not just us, but all these fan bases around the globe embrace America, try American things. The only problem is that there's not a game played in Washington, D.C. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Have your expectations now fully changed? Because it feels like every game, the expectations are rising for this team. And the pathway is absolutely possible to make to the semifinals. It's really incredible how it's all about controlling what you can control. And going into this World Cup, I was very worried about Paraguay and Turkey. And the fact that we've won the game, won the world, the group stage without playing Turkey is incredible. It's so cool. Right now, Bosnia, 75% chance to be our next opponent. Could be Iraq. Could be, I think Canada is on the list. We are going to have a favorable matchup in the round of 32, probably in the round of 16 as well. I mean, I saw a bracket right now that could see America's path to the semifinals being USA, Bosnia, 2-0 USA. USA, Czech Republic, 2-1 USA. USA, Austria, or USA, Uruguay? And then in the semifinals, we meet Brazil or Germany. Like, the pathway is there. There's a chance we get Ghana, Congo, Austria in the quarterfinals from the way. Now, it's early. We've seen two match days. Most of the other guys have only played one. So things will change. But as it sits today, the USA has the best path of anybody, in my mind, to get to a quarterfinals. And that's unbelievable. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mauricio Pochettino, Coach Poch, has written his name into the history books with the 2-0 victory over Australia. Back-to-back wins for the USA for the first time since 1930, putting his name into a short list here of U.S. men's national team's managers with multiple wins in the World Cup. As I talked about, for years, I've watched this team. For decades, I've watched this team struggle to earn a draw in a group stage game. USA defeats Australia 2-0, two games, two wins, 6 points, top of the group. Welcome back. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're always available on the Odyssey app, and you can search me out in Richmond on the Odyssey app, 9:10 a.m., and so you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. After the victory, 2-0 over Australia, my timeline filled with NFL fans talking soccer. My phone blowing up, my group chats with sports fans talking about soccer culture, draws, super subs, form, right? Those that grew up with this game and those that grew up and still struggle to understand offsides. It doesn't matter. It feels like everyone I know is enjoying this run. My mom's watching. My dad's watching. It's so much fun to see everybody be a part of this run here at the FIFA World Cup. Absolutely beating expectations and proving the haters wrong. So everything's good, right? AWOD, you have nothing to complain about. Everything's good, right? There's one thing that's pissing me off, and I need to get it off my chest. There's one thing that's eating me up inside. I need to get it off my chest because I am enjoying this, and it's one of the best summers of my life so far, but it should have been better. It should have been better. And I know you guys probably don't want to hear about the devil himself, Dan Snyder, anymore. Dan Snyder talk. It's dead, right? He took my favorite team, the Redskins, the Commanders, turned them into garbage. He ruined our name. He ruined our image. He ruined our team from world class and 3 Super Bowls to the laughingstock of the NFL over his tenure. And I'm so glad he's gone. But he's given us one more middle finger. He's given us one more pain in the you-know-what. And here's why I'm hating Dan Snyder summer 2026. Even though we haven't had to deal with his ass since summer 2023. I'm just starting to hate Dan Snyder so much right now because this one last screw you to DC sports fans. To those that were paying season ticket holders like myself for 20 years. His one last screw you is that for the first time ever in the history of the World Cup, a host nation capital doesn't get a game, doesn't host a game. Even being around the city. All right, maybe I can't afford a game. Even being around the city would be electric. It really sucks. It's a massive letdown. It's such a huge missed opportunity that was 8 to 12 years in the making. He saw this one coming and didn't care. It's soul crushing. It's soul crushing. Scots, the Scotland, they're taking over Boston. I've seen amazing videos of Brazilians all over Philly. USA playing out west. Everybody on the West Coast is getting to enjoy this. I am jealous as hell of all the host cities and their civilians who are getting to experience this. All right, maybe there would be some negatives. The traffic would have been crazy. But it would have been so cool. One last epic screw-up by Dan Snyder. The fact that the host nation's capital, doesn't host a game. We got nothing in the DMV. I'm making plans to go to Philly or down to Atlanta or up to MetLife. It sucks. It's the one last, I can't believe you, Dan Snyder. How could you actually get worse than everything you did to the Commanders? You've now hurt 2 sports for me. It's unbelievable that we don't have a game. But it makes sense. FedEx Field, Northwest Stadium, is such a dump. It is such a dump. It stinks, and I love that place. It smells. All right, Josh Harris has put some money into it. I'll go to some games this year. All right, I'm excited about RFK. That's what I want, RFK 2.0. But Dan Snyder saw this coming. You can't tell me he didn't. And he didn't care. He didn't care. And it sucks that we have to deal with this. And so it's just one thing I had to get off my chest. I am loving everything about Team USA. I'm having the summer of my lifetime, the summer of soccer. It's amazing. I'm going to make sure I get to a game. I'm locking it in. I'm going to take a train or drive up to Philly or get down to Atlanta. I don't care what it costs. I'm going to find a way to be at least outside of a stadium enjoying it with fans, right? The Philly, they have the Sports Zone. It could have been the coolest time in D.C. It could have been so much fun to go out all through Arlington, to Tyson's Corner, even up to Bethesda. If there was one game in the DMV, we'd have all these fan bases come here. It didn't even need to be America. That's what sucks so much. I could have gone to Ivory Coast against Curacao and been pleased if it was in D.C. It sucks. And he screwed us, and he didn't care, and it's his one last bleep you to D.C. sports fans. Dan Snyder. He's kicking us on his way out. It sucks so much that we don't get a game. I'm loving everything about the World Cup. I want a game in the DMV. And look, maybe the next time it comes, and maybe what, when the Women's World Cup comes, I don't know. It's not going to be the same. This was our opportunity. As I've just talked about throughout the first hour of the show, the golden generation, the most success Team USA has ever had, and the DMV sports fans get screwed by who? By Daniel Snyder. Still coming at us in 2026. Pisses me off so much. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Mauricio Pochettino told his players, "We're Americans. We don't take no bleep." And that's what we've seen. This team has an identity. This team has a play style. It is beautiful to watch them build out from the back. It's risky at times, but that's what the best teams have done and have always done as I've been a soccer fan my entire life. The best teams, they build from the back. The Team USA teams of my childhood, they were kicking and chasing. It's funny because I feel like we are playing a European style now, and Australia is playing like Team USA did throughout my entire life. Australia was like, yeah, we're just going to defend. We're going to slide tackle you. We're going to get yellow cards, and we're going to try to kick it up and chase and eventually get one shot on goal. Yeah, enjoy your one shot on target, Australia. We had like eight. We had all these corner kicks. We dominated, looking like a combination of a South American team and a European team. It was awesome to watch. Dominant, wire-to-wire victory, two games, two wins. On to the knockout rounds is Team USA with one game to spare. If you're enjoying the FIFA World Cup, maybe you've got a memory from this World Cup or from a previous World Cup that you want to share. It's so cool because it's once every 4 years. It's lightning in a bottle. I was worried about 48 teams watering it down. I think it's made it more exciting. These smaller teams have absolutely shown up and played their part. It's not like, you know, Italy and Denmark missed out. Those are good teams that missed out on the World Cup. So it's not like they let in a bunch of losers. All 48 teams have showed up. Cape Verde tying Spain. I mean, we've had some incredible moments so far, and it's so cool to see Team USA play at such a high level. And I don't think we've peaked yet. I don't think we've played our best. We're getting better, I think, every single game, every single time we push forward. We're getting better looks inside the box. Our strikers have been lethal, especially with just putting the ball into dangerous spots and getting an own goal there. Sometimes you don't even have to be the one to kick it in. You just make sure the defender is in a terrible, awkward position where they have nothing that they can do. So loving everything about Team USA. Had to get off that off my chest. Dan Snyder, you're the only person that could have made this summer better, and you didn't care, and I hate you for it. But I'm sure everybody else does as well. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. A-U-D-A-C-Y. A-U-D-A-C-Y. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. Commanders finished mandatory minicamp. Got some thoughts on that. The Nats are playing great baseball, but I have not forgotten how big of a day Tuesday is for Washington, D.C. The 2026 NBA draft is 3 days away. NBA WAD here on The Fan as the Wizards have the number one overall pick on Tuesday. And I have made my decision months ago. I've turned in the pick. The pick is in. It's A.J. DeMonsa, the monster, out of BYU. I think he is a generational talent. I think he has a chance to change this franchise forever. I think he has a chance to be the greatest Washington Wizard of all time. Not Bullet, not the greatest basketball player this city's ever seen, but the greatest Wizard. The greatest Wizard. I think he's going to take over this league. I've got expectations of him being as good as Cooper Flagg was as a rookie. But I did want to start NBA WAD here on The Fan by talking about what it meant for the NBA to have the New York Knicks win the title. Not just great for New York, and congratulations to all the Knicks fans that waited 53 years and those that got to see the parade and celebrate, and even Villanova fans happy for Brunson, Hart, and Mikal Bridges. I love Josh Hart because he's a Commanders fan. It kind of felt like it was America against the world, right? Felt like it was the Knicks against the alien in Victor Wembanyama. And there's going to be a ton of eyeballs on the NBA next season because of this outcome. I think this was the greatest thing for the NBA. Number one, you had to have the Knicks win because the Spurs are a lucky lottery team. Wemby's great, but they're a lucky lottery team. They should not have won the lottery to get Wemby, Steven Castle, and Dylan Harper. They're a lucky lottery team. The Knicks are a franchise that has been through a lot, that built the team the right way and made a massive trade to go get Mikal Bridges and then changed coaches to go get Mike Brown. And they got to the conference finals last year and got heartbroken. And it's all about, in this league, getting to that moment there, getting knocked down and getting back up again. It happened to Michael Jordan. It happened to LeBron. It's happened to all the greats. Now it just happened to Wemby. You needed that. And you created a villain, I think, in Wemby. The league needed a villain. He got a villain in Wemby and a hero in Brunson. He's not just a hero for Knicks fans. He's a hero for those that are small. Myself, right? Anybody that's below 6'3", Brunson's a hero from what he's able to do. All right? What did he say in his speech? I don't need to say anything. The haters know they were wrong. I am good enough to win a championship. I loved the radio call. This Knicks team proved no lead is too big, no guard is too small. So you got Wemby in the West, the villain, the hero in the East, Brunson. The East is totally up for grabs. You have a very exciting draft class. A very exciting draft class. We're all saying, all the NBA guys, four guys are going to be franchise-changing pieces. Peterson, DeBonsa, Boozer, Wilson. Franchise-changing pieces. A bunch of stars are going to be on the move. Where's Giannis' new home going to be, right? Is LeBron going to move? Jimmy Butler. Like, there's a bunch of stars that could be on the move. This could be an NBA resurgence here. And it started with the New York Knicks winning the NBA championship. And the New York Knicks getting through the East, taking on Wemby out of the West there. It needed to be Wemby. Nobody wanted to watch SGA, the free throw merchant. It worked out being France against America, just like we had in the Olympics. And now Wemby has a massive chip on his shoulder now, and it's just going to continue to fuel him to improve. He's already a unicorn, something we've never seen before in the NBA. I think this could be a real NBA resurgence. And so here are my list of the best teams, way too early NBA power rankings in 2027. And I got the Knicks at one because I think that team is so legit. They got through every obstacle in their way. All right, they didn't have to play Boston, right? But they got through every obstacle that was in their way. And I don't think they've peaked yet. Like, that roster's together. Yeah, they're going to have to replace the backups. Like, Shamet will probably get paid to go somewhere else. And Jordan Clarkson's probably not going to be part of that team. But their starting five is so legit and getting better. OG Anunoby looks like he is going to take his game to the next level moving forward if he can play like he did in the finals. Mikal Bridges more consistency, and Karl Anthony Towns. This, he needed this for his confidence. There's a chance that he just takes his game to the next level the next few years here, because he's already proven himself and he already feels like he's one of the most consistent outside shooting bigs of all time. But he always had that like stigma that hey, you can't win the big game. You can't be in the big city. You're not good enough, Kat. You were a number one overall pick. And now he proved that winning this championship. So I think you're going to see a better version of OG, Mikal Bridges, Karl Anthony Towns, Brunson. They're not going anywhere. So I'm putting them at one. I'm putting OKC at two, because I will argue with everybody that I believe a healthy Oklahoma City gets past the San Antonio Spurs. A healthy Oklahoma City would have beaten the Spurs. They were missing too many big pieces in Mitchell and Williams. Spurs, three. I'm putting the Celtics at four as they try to figure out how to deal with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. I'm going Minnesota, five. Detroit, six, over Cleveland at seven, because I do think Detroit's younger and better than Cleveland, even though they beat them this year in the playoffs. I'll put the Lakers, eight, Nuggets, nine. And I'm going to put the Washington Wizards in my way too early 2027 NBA power rankings. And that's because I fully believe in what this front office is building. And it starts with Trae Young. It starts with Trae Young right now. It has to. Because I've had a million people reach out to me. Oh, my God, are we going to lose Trae Young? Oh, does this mean Peterson's a possibility? No, no, no. This has always been part of the plan. It's always been part of the plan. When Trae Young was traded here, right, and Travis Schlenk, who's part of our front office, made that work, that was a partnership right there. That was a partnership to get traded D.C. And he's respected D.C. Sports and the Wizards franchise by buying in and showing up every day with jerseys and being a good teammate. And when he played, he got his moments and he wasn't bad. And he's committed to us. And so now he wants commitment from this front office. And I'm fine with that. The numbers are going to scare some people, because it could be $130 million, maybe a little bit more over 3 years. Really could be. But he's committed to us. I'm cool with committing to him, because I don't think it's going to be an absurd amount of money. And I don't want to go through point guard hell anymore. And I totally believe that he's one of the most motivated players in the league going into next season. He feels like there's a massive chip on his shoulder. He's never felt this much disrespect. He feels like he can enter his prime at 27. He feels like he should have been in the NBA Finals already with the Atlanta Hawks a couple years ago. Like, I am super excited to see Trae Young make everybody around him better. And there are some Trae Young haters. I know that. I've talked about this on this show with callers. People that don't believe in Trae Young, sit back and watch. That dude's going to be the most motivated player in the NBA next season. And then you add in the exciting young players that we have. Not even going to talk about DeBonsi yet, because Keyshawn George, I do think that's one of the guys you start with how he's developed into a player in the league that can do so much as a point forward, basically. He is such an exciting player, already developing right real quick with the Washington Wizards. Then I think you're looking at Alex Saar, right? That's your center of the future. And I was kind of an Alex Saar hater for a little bit. He didn't really develop as fast as I wanted him to be. He wasn't as good last year in the summer league like I thought he was going to be. And then the season hit, and we saw that young man or young boy turn into a man. Like, honestly, Alex Saar really grew up this season. Now, this surgery with his foot definitely scares me a little bit. But I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine by the time the season starts. Bob Carrington and Trey Johnson, the two buddies that we probably will have coming off the bench together next season. Will Riley. I mean, I think diehard Wizards fans might be more excited for Will Riley than a lot of people. I mean, Will Riley just was a bucket last year. We've got so many young guys, I might even be forgetting someone. And then you add AJ, the monster, AJ DeBonsta, who I think could come in. He slots in as your starting small forward. He should be able to be a bucket on the offensive side of the ball. Really excited to see him commit more to team basketball on the defensive side. I've loved every interview he's done. He knows there are certain weaknesses in his game. He needs to be a catch-and-shoot three-point shooter. He's not that right now. He's just going to dunk on everybody. But he'll develop that, because this kid just wants to work hard and work out every single day. He went to France to watch Francis Tiafoe and the French Open. There were videos of him all day, every day in France, working out outside of going to see the match. He's just a He's a workaholic. He's got an incredible work ethic from his parents as well. Every time A.J. DeBonce opens up his mouth, I get excited. I think he's a kid that can be very special, very special. Combination of Tracy McGrady, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, all in one package coming to Washington with the number one overall pick. Way too early NBA power rankings. Wizards at 10. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.